You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
Welcome, welcome to this episode of Tech Under the Sun. This is Kadesh, aka KO. I'm your host for this episode, and I want to thank you for tuning in. We're a couple months away from the big Orlando IX Festival. A lot of folks are planning on attending there, and I'm very interested to see, you know, what comes out there and what gets displayed. Orlando has a very, very thick tech community, very tight-knit. And, you know, I've been to some of these events, including the IndieNomicon events. And, you know, you have folks there pretty much showcasing and displaying their latest video games. And it's just, and overall, it's a great environment. Abby from Survivor got chosen again. I mentioned Abby because she was on a previous blog post here with Tech Under the Sun. If anybody's familiar with Abby Maria from Survivor Philippines, great season. I highly advise you go ahead and find it, watch it. I don't know if it's still on Hulu, but definitely a must-see season. And let's see what else here. Saw an article on FT.com. It was about a do-it-yourself vehicle, and I cannot wait until that day comes where you know the auto industry gets disrupted by some of these lower cost manufacturers, whether it's a do-it-yourself type of setup or maybe somebody like Tata automobiles out of India, where they're literally selling vehicles for like $2,000-$3,000, and you know, comes with, you know, doesn't come with all the bells and whistles from, say, an American made car, but just definitely something to think about. I know you guys have seen me blog about LEO, right? The LEO is that energy efficient, fuel efficient vehicle that can get like apparently like 60, 70, 80 miles per gallon, and it would retail at under $8,000. And a lot of folks have been talking about that. A lot of folks have been waiting. You know, it's, we're waiting for that launch. You know, they said 2014, now it's 2015. Now they're saying maybe 2016. And I think folks are just anxious. You know, we want to see. Go ahead, you know, put it out there. Let folks tour the, you know, the manufacturing facility. Folks want to, you know, start to see results from their investments, or even the folks that haven't invested in the more just kind of like onlookers, like, hey, it's time for Elio Motors to, you know, put something out. And I don't mean like one or two, you know, demo models that might pop up at like E3 or some of these electronic shows or automobile shows. Like, literally, like, you guys need to get on the ball and start dropping these cars like yesterday. So that's that. Also, I'm going to be on this episode, in a brief moment, we're going to be covering one of my latest articles from Hype Orlando. And it's pretty much, you know, 7 tips on finding internet when traveling internationally. So that'll be coming up soon. All right. And with that being said, overall, so far this year, a lot of things have happened in the tech world with regards to drone usage. You know, it's about time that they, you know, relaxed on some of the rules and regulations behind drones being used for commercial purposes. There's a whole other industry. There's a big potential out there for many industries, whether it's, you know, the real estate industry, the construction industry. But folks want to start using these drones and you know, and profit from them. There's just a whole big potential out there. There's just so many ways that, you know, you can use a drone, from delivery to photography, for security purposes. The list can go on and on and on. And I'm anxious to see it and how this, you know, pans out over the next couple of months, years, or whatnot, you know? So, yeah. All right, let's get right into it. Let's get into the next episode. Well, the next segment of the episode. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Under the Sun.
7 Tips for Finding Internet While Traveling Internationally by Kadesh Ortiz, published on Hype Orlando, recently featured on the front page of OrlandoSentinel.com. We came back recently from a cruise to the Bahamas with the family and came back ready to rock and roll. We had a chance to visit Nassau and sightsee on the island, including stopping by Atlantis. We got to check out Cabbage Beach and we had the pleasure of just sitting back and relaxing. I would highly recommend when traveling and vacationing abroad with the family to disconnect and enjoy. Go grab a drink or get some shade. However, there might be a time where you might need to check back on the office, and having access to Wi-Fi or internet is a necessity, whether you're doing it on your tablet, your smartphone, or your laptop. Now, there's some misconceptions about Wi-Fi and connecting to the internet when traveling internationally or abroad, and I'd like to give you some advice. First off, there's a lot of myths out there. Believe it or not, there's internet everywhere. Now, I'm not saying it's everywhere, but it's not that hard to find. If you're traveling abroad, you can find it. Especially in other countries, you'll see that there's a whole nother pretty much economy just based off of internet cafes and connecting folks to the internet. So here are my 7 tips. Tip number 1, unless you are going somewhere super remote, Wi-Fi is everywhere, especially in the Bahamas. Pop into any McDonald's or Burger King and connect there, or just about any. Tip number 2, there are many locations that offer Wi-Fi for free or for a charge. You might have to pay a pretty penny, but it's there for you to enjoy and connect if you need to. Tip number 3, internet cafes are everywhere in certain countries, and that may be the most cost-effective route. When I visited Costa Rica in 2013, I was in shock to see that internet cafes were actually a very lucrative business. Internet cafes were everywhere. This might be the most cost-effective route versus paying for Wi-Fi. Tip number 4. When in doubt, ask the locals. If you are not too sure, just ask a local, and more than likely, you will find what you are looking for. Just ask a local. Tip number 5, be careful with roaming. Yes, with roaming. Enough said. Tip number 6, if you absolutely have to upload work when abroad, do it offline first so you do not have to rack up a bill. Do it offline. That way you don't have to, rack it up while finishing up your work. Just do it offline and connect and then upload. Number 7, it's not that serious. Wait till you get back home to log in to Facebook. It's just not that serious. If you're on vacation, you're on vacation. And there you go. Now, when I visited Mexico and Costa Rica, I thought internet was going to be a rare commodity. And it isn't. And Wi-Fi was available in a lot of spots. My best advice is to leave your work at home while on vacation and just enjoy the sun and your corona. And P.S. Cruise companies should start providing free Wi-Fi on ships. I'll say it again. Cruise companies should start providing free Wi-Fi on ships. Customers will love you for it, and it can add a lot of value to the experience. Take a risk and give it a shot, because you might be able to generate more revenue from the front page and the storefront that pops up when you first connect versus what you are getting now from charging. Think about it. Now, thank you for reading, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Tech Under the Sun podcast. Later.